What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, in response to that last caller, just to be clear, yes, there is a growing problem with malware already being installed on personal electronic devices at the point of sale. I mean, the malware and the cybercrime are completely out of control right now, and nobody seems really interested in doing that much about it. President Trump has signed an executive order to guard the government's computer systems, but not yours. You're on your own out there. Stuxnet was not installed in hardware at the point of manufacture. Stuxnet was smuggled into Iran's uranium centrifuge plant, apparently on a flash drive, and installed that way. The problem is somebody took that same flash drive and plugged it into computers outside the uranium plant, and that's why it started spreading all over the Middle East, all over Asia. Russia caused all kinds of damage to any factories and facilities that were using those Siemens controllers. And again, we cannot rule out the possibility that Stuxnet was a factor in the destruction of the Fukushima nuclear power station, because it's been documented Stuxnet was in computers around the Fukushima power station before the quake and tsunami. And many of the emergency systems in the Fukushima nuclear power plant that were being driven by those same Siemens controllers, they're universal, everybody uses them, they failed to operate correctly at the time. And that may have been a factor there as well. All right, so we're here in hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Nothing happens in this world without after effects. And as Donald Trump sends the cruise missiles into the Syrian airfields, with most of them missing, and has now bombed Syria's forces directly twice, claiming its defense, this is making other countries nervous and concerned about possible U.S. coming on in and just bombing them as well. And that includes North Korea. And North Korea is ramping up its defensive military fortifications. And they are right to do so. Every nation on earth needs to be concerned about falling on to the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list and being an eventual target. So it's escalating the situation, not just in Syria, but in North Korea as well. Now, going the other way, story coming out of Sputnik News is that apparently a call to deploy more U.S. bombers to Korea has been put on hold. And apparently an Air Force general basically came on out and said, we actually do have enough bombers around North Korea. We don't really need any more. And again, we're waiting to see if South Korea's new president is able to actually calm things down, as he certainly campaigned on, and whether he's going to be able to convince the United States government to start taking its weapons and go on home. Now, China has issued a warning to the Philippines that if Manila starts to drill for oil in the South China Sea, that it could mean war. So things are heating up over there. And again, they call them disputed islands and disputed territories. There is no dispute. Those islands and that ocean are China's property, because at the end of World War II, there was a treaty, the Cairo Convention, that said we're going to take all of these islands and areas conquered by Japan and we're going to give them back to their rightful owner, China, and all the allied nations signed it, including the United States of America. When they use the phrase, it's a disputed territory, what they're really saying is, I want that land, and the first thing I'm going to do is claim that the other guy doesn't own it anyway. That's what they're talking about. Now, there may be a little bit of a calming influence over in that part of the world, because China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have reached an agreement on a framework for the South China Sea Code of Conduct. They've been working on this for like 15 years. And they may be setting up their own rules as to who can go where and do what. And that would be nice if they could settle this dispute peacefully. Of course, the U.S. government does not want peace. The attitude we're seeing, certainly now in Syria, is you do what we tell you or we bomb you. We're not interested in talking anymore. And the United States, which has something like close to 800 military bases around the world to garrison the empire, is now making a big stink about a Chinese military base in Africa, saying it presents security concerns for the U.S. We're supposed to be here wagging our guns at the African people. And apparently this 90-acre naval base is located 4 miles from the headquarters of U.S. African Command in Djibouti. Horror of horrors. It's okay for us to have a base here, but not for China. So, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, North Korea's recent missile test was fodder for more fear-mongering in the media, even though it turned out it was actually a mid-range missile, which mid-range missile, even with a nuclear warhead, that screams defense rather than offense. North Korea does have rockets that can actually reach at least the western part of the United States, the Taipodong 2. But obviously here in Hawaii, everybody's a little bit nervous, especially with all the fear-mongering going on in the corporate media. So apparently here in Hawaii, the State House Public Safety Committee has passed a resolution to start restocking, resupplying, the Cold War era fallout shelters, which I didn't even know we had them, but apparently we do. And they're going to go on in there and clean them out and re-equip them, get them up to date, in case of an attack by those gosh darn North Koreans or Russia or China or who knows what all else here. Frankly, looking at some of those Chinese nuclear weapons, I don't think a fallout shelter is going to make a big deal of difference, but it makes everybody feel better, like they're loved. I wonder if they'll start showing duck and cover in the schools again. I mean, I remember seeing that when I was in grade school. Oh, the nuclear bombs. But we can survive with a picnic cloth over our head. And now we look back at it as a very laughable piece of propaganda, because duck and cover was not about actually protecting people from a nuclear attack. Its real goal was to convince people they could survive a nuclear attack in order to tamp down on the large number of Americans who were saying maybe nobody should have these things. That's what that was about. Heyday of fallout shelters and bomb shelters. And there were a lot of scammers out there as well. A lot of scams. I remember one time seeing this. Basically, it was a wooden crate painted with silver paint, and that was your radioactive fallout shelter. A lot of scammers out there. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, pro-Kiev troops are shelling the northern outskirts of Donetsk. They're cranking up the aggression there as well. Everybody's just spoiling for a fight. And as long as the people who want the wars are safe at home, spending other people's money and other people's children, they really don't have a reason to pull on back. Sometimes I think we ought to go back to the good old days when the people who wanted the war would lead their own troops. Like Napoleon or Alexander the Great or any of the kings of Europe. Richard the Lionheart. I will lead you into this war. And that gave him a good reason to not start one unless it was really, really necessary. Today, we have this model of those who lead from behind. We're going to sit here in our nice air-conditioned bunker with our champagne and our caviar and our little TV screens, and you go on out and you kill those people and steal their wealth for us. There's no natural inhibition against war in a system like that. Not when you have leaders who have zero empathy for the suffering of the soldiers, sailors, and the families who have to deal with the aftermath. Story coming out of Sputnik News. Right now, the U.S. military is conducting nearly 100 special operations in Africa pretty much at any time. And apparently, SOCAFRICA Commander Brigadier General Donald Bulldog is basically saying right now they're conducting 96 activities in 20 countries. That's a big chunk of Africa is already being intervened with by the United States government. Now, there was a very good article over at the Rutherford Institute, and it was called America's Reign of Terror, A Nation Reaps What It Sows, and they're making a point how so much of what we're dealing with is because of decisions made by the U.S. government that were not thought all the way through. And they start out with some simple observations. Who designed the malware worm that is now wreaking havoc on tens of thousands of computers internationally? The U.S. government. Who's the biggest black market buyer and stockpiler of cyber weapons? The U.S. government. What country has one of the deadliest arsenals of weapons of mass destruction? The U.S. government. Who's the largest weapons manufacturer and exporter in the world? The U.S. government. Which is the only country to ever use a nuclear weapon in wartime? The United States. How did Saddam Hussein build Iraq's massive arsenal of tanks, planes, missiles, and chemical weapons? With the help of the U.S. government. Who gave Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda access to a fortune in covert funding and top-level combat weaponry? The U.S. government. We see all these policies that have short-term goals and long-term backlashes, and the people making these plans, they don't think them all the way through. They just want their immediate objective, and that's it. Their job is done. They get to go home. We're going to take a phone call. Ramsey in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I have two questions. Doesn't the president have the authority to hire the FBI?
No, the president appoints... Somebody he would like to be head of the FBI, but it has to be approved by the Senate.
Okay,
but the president can fire the FBI director or any cabinet member without going through the Senate.
Okay, thanks. And sir, the second question is: I was listening to one of the RBN hosts on Sunday, and the guy said that I just want to get your opinion on this. He said the reason Trump fired Comey on that day because that was the day just before the Russians came in, and the Russian ambassador is a spy. What's your opinion on that?
Well, it's a bit of a reach. First of all, yes, there is absolutely no secret that a lot of people who work at embassies for all countries are intelligence officials. Underneath some kind of diplomatic cover, whether it's the ambassador or the various commissioners or whatever. That's kind of known to everybody. But the fact of the matter is, again, you need to understand, the Oval Office is a ceremonial place. There really isn't anything there that is sensitive. The president has a separate office in the White House where he actually keeps his documents and his paperwork, and that's where he's going to sit and read things. The Oval Office is just a ceremonial meeting room. So having the Russian ambassador there, which is where you take the Russian ambassador, it's not exposing anything to him. Now, I think the real reason that Trump fired Comey is that he realized that keeping Comey on was a mistake. Trump came into the White House and he was going to be magnanimous in victory. And he kept on a lot of the Obama people and he kept on Comey, figuring that they would now be loyal to him because he is the boss. And that's how it would work in business. It's not how it works in D.C. politics. And I think Trump has finally woken up to that. But the fact of the matter is that Comey had exceeded his authority. He had broken the rules. In fact, right now, this idea that Comey wrote down on a napkin that Trump asked him to stop the investigation into Michael Flynn, Comey himself is in violation of the law for not immediately reporting that to the Department of Justice. So, of course, Trump has to realize Comey was protecting Hillary Clinton during the run-up to the election. And I guess Trump just finally said, we need a new director. First and foremost, because of what Comey has been doing over the last several months, public trust in the FBI is very, very low right now. I don't think it's ever really been all that high since the days of COINTELPRO. But a lot of people were looking at the FBI as not a blessing on our society because of James Comey. And if you look at the rhetoric surrounding his firing, they make a point of saying we need a new FBI director that will inspire the American people to have more trust in the FBI. And I think that's what went on.
You see, I was thinking to myself, like, it's because of Comey's record and his record with the Clinton affair. You see, it has nothing to do with the Russians coming in the day before, because it doesn't make any sense that the Russians are going to come, or the Russians didn't come, Trump would have fired them anyway.
Well, this right now is a big liberal Democratic talking point. That Donald Trump is in collusion with the Russians, and again, meeting with the Russian ambassador, that's part of his job. There's no way he can really get out of it, and they're going to use it to say, oh, he's meeting with the Russians. That's his job. It's what he gets paid for. And but yeah, that's their talking point, because they're very concerned that if this whole Russiagate nonsense collapses, the public focus is going to shift on back to the email server and the Clinton Foundation, and they're going to be looking at all that cocaine money that was pouring out of Arkansas in the 1980s, and how there was so much of that cocaine money, it literally reshaped America's political system.
And so just like you said yesterday or on Wednesday, if they wanted to impeach him, they would have impeached him like a month ago. But they never had the evidence. So this whole impeachment thing is just like political theater, like you said.
It is political theater. It's a smear job. They're trying to damage Donald Trump in the eyes of the American public. First of all, right, with that rumor about a sealed indictment that he did something with Russia, and now all the talk about impeachment. They're never going to get impeachment and removal from office through the Congress. And more people within the Congress are saying this really is a lot of nonsense and much ado about nothing. But again, all of the calls for impeachment are based on some things that Trump said, not what he did. And the Constitution is very specific that there have to be actionable crimes to call for an impeachment. And when they're not talking about impeachment, they're talking about, oh, he's mentally ill, he's definitely got Alzheimer's, and we've got to get the 25th Amendment to get him on out. And they just bounce around from an excuse to excuse to excuse, and everybody watching that realizes they're just grasping at straws to try and find a way to undo the result of the election last year, because by golly, we cannot have the United States of America where the people are choosing their leaders. That would just undo everything the oligarchs have accomplished in the last 30 years.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good weekend, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Same to you. Now, getting on back to the war that's been going on here, Russia may have been thinking outside the box in areas outside of electronic warfare and what they did to the USS Donald Cook, because apparently quite a while ago, the Russia put up these three satellites. Now, Russia has a tendency to call everything Cosmos with a number. And they don't know what they do. Most of them are very benign. But they put up these three satellites that demonstrated a tremendous nimbleness in orbit. They had the ability to really make significant changes to their orbital plane, which takes a lot of fuel. And then all of a sudden, they just sort of settled down and just orbited and did nothing and did nothing. And then all of a sudden, they're waking up again. And one of them actually was able to maneuver within 1,200 meters of a big chunk of a defunct Chinese weather satellite that China smashed in a controversial 2007 test of an anti-satellite rocket. Now, by orbital standards, that is close. So everyone's now wondering, are these test platforms for potential orbital weapons, or are they actually orbital weapons that are being demonstrated? And I have mentioned many, many times before the extreme danger to all of space exploration and space commerce if we start smashing up each other's satellites in low Earth orbit. More about that when we come back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And this aspect of Comey's memo, supposedly saying that Trump was obstructing the investigation into Michael Flynn, is starting to show up all over the internet, saying that Comey himself, if this had really happened, as he's describing, and there are reasons to doubt it. First of all, when he testified under oath, he'd never been influenced. It hadn't happened. But basically, the law is Title 18, Section 4, Title 28, Section 1361. He was obligated to immediately report to the Department of Justice an attempt to influence an investigation by anybody. And he didn't do it. So either he is lying, or he himself broke the law. Over in Israel, apparently there were some demonstrators that were basically marching in support of the hunger-striking Palestinians, who are now going into their second month this week. And apparently a settler just opened fire on them, and he shot and killed a 23-year-old and then shot an AP photographer, injuring him. And the police basically aren't doing much of anything about it. It seems that even non-police now have impunity to be shooting at Palestinians. Meanwhile, up in Norway, defying their political leaders, which is a healthy trend, Norway's largest and most influential trade union has called for a full boycott of Israel over their outrageous violations of international law and human rights. So global opposition is growing, and the issue isn't specifically Israel. The issue is the people of nations demanding governments play by the rules and comply with the laws. And we're seeing that rise up, not just in the issues of Israel, but here in the United States of America. People are angry that our government seems to feel that the laws are only for us little people, and that they themselves can do whatever they feel like doing and getting away with it. And reminds me of another movie, another one of my favorites, Silverado, which was a fairly recent film, but it captured the spirit of the original Western. I really love it. It's a good movie. And there was this lady, the Midnight Star, barkeep, and she's talking to the to this guy who's caught in a moral dilemma. He knows what's going on around him is wrong, and he's trying to decide if he's going to do something about it. And she says, sometimes people feel that because they're bigger or stronger, that they can just push you around. But it's only so as long as you let it be. And that's the point where the hero of the film says, yeah, it's time to do something about this. All right, getting on back to the economic news, the former Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, is expressing outrage at the European Union, calling the constant imposed austerity on Greece a never-ending depression. And he's not the only one. Members of the European Parliament are now starting to stand up and say that the European Central Bank is causing huge amounts of damage to the member states of the European Union with all these imposed austerity. It's almost like the ECB and Brussels are trying to drive Europe's standard of living back down to match that of the third world, which again conforms with the plans of the New World Order. They want all of planet Earth driven down to the same level of poverty so that they can finally drop the borders and not have people running everywhere, especially if they've already been blended together ahead of time. And again, under private central banking, it is a debt trap. It's designed to be that way, to enslave you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy, and we're seeing so many countries in trouble right now. Venezuela, Greece, all over the place. And here in the United States, we're also seeing a lot of cities going into bankruptcy. And according to Economic Policy Journal, Connecticut might have to declare bankruptcy. And again, the problem is all of these nations, states, cities built up huge loads of debt by having to borrow for infrastructure development at interest. And as wages and salaries are driven down, tax revenues go down as well. And all of a sudden, all of these countries, states, cities have debt loads they cannot sustain. That's what's going on here. When you plunder the working and middle classes, you're cutting your own throat economically. So that's a serious, serious issue here. Now, everyone's talking about the cash-free society. Oh, how wonderful it will be if everywhere we go and everything we do, we just have a little plastic card and we'll swipe it, and we don't need to have that dirty money and the coins and the paper stuff in our pocket. You know, it's a source of infection, which that's not true for two reasons. First of all, germs couldn't live on the money I make. And second, most people don't realize this. Part of the formula for the paper for those paper notes is a germicide for that very reason. So you're safe on that one. But as it turns out, somebody just did a poll over in Germany and found out that the vast majority of Germans do not want to give up their cash. They don't care if the infrastructure is there. They just prefer to have cash in their pocket. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One, when you go on out and shopping and you say, I'm going to spend this much money and that's what's in your pocket, and when you run out of money in your pocket, you stop buying. Whereas when you're on a plastic card, you may not have a real ongoing grasp of how much you're spending. That was part of the attraction of credit cards, especially for retailers. People would just impulsively buy things, and it wasn't until they got home that night that they realized they spent way more than they wanted to. But there's another aspect we need to keep in mind. Hardly a day goes by where we don't see a story about how some banks' ATM machines were shut down, computer failure, hacking, whatever reason. And now we have this new NSA-enabled malware locking up entire companies, Britain's national health system. It is reckless and foolish to suggest a cash-free society, because if everybody has a little tiny plastic card and the machines that take those cards are not working, then you're going to have people who are not buying things. That's going to slow down commerce. You're going to have people who were just going on out to do the shopping, and they can't shop, and they don't have enough food left in their house. The cash-free society is being promoted solely for the benefit of the banks, so that all of your wealth is theirs to play with. The cash-free society is being promoted to prevent a bank run. When the banks start falling apart and you want to get your money on out, and you go on over and they say, I want my money out. Well, there's no cash. All we can do is send it to another bank, maybe. The cash-free society is another system of enslavement. You're not allowed to have your money anymore. When you work, your money goes to the bank. When you need something, the banks, okay, yeah, you can have a jelly donut. We used to have a system in this country where people would work, and they weren't allowed to actually touch the money their labor produced. But they were provided for with housing and food, and it was called the antebellum slave plantations. And that's what this cash-free society idea is all about, enslaving you to the banks. Make you dependent on the banks. Please, Mr. Banker, may I have a couple of pounds of hamburger to feed my children tonight? By your leave. That's what this is really all about. Not too surprising, gold and silver bullion coins are seeing a sales explosion in Great Britain because of all the turmoil going on. People are trying to find ways that they can preserve their wealth outside that banking system. And by the way, I guarantee you, when they finally succeed in imposing a cash-free society, at the same time, they will ban all portable stores of value, including silver and gold coins and, who knows, platinum and copper and what all else. They want to lock your money in their hands, not let you have any access to it at all. And they'll just manipulate it. Despite that, though, apparently gold and silver prices are still being kept down because of all those paper contracts that are out there. Now, apparently the boss of Deutsche Börse has come under severe criticism because apparently they were not factoring in the Brexit when they were trying to negotiate a merger with the London Stock Exchange Group. And because of Brexit, that deal is now off. And apparently a lot of money was put in to try and make this deal. And the money junkies are unhappy. Poor money junkies. Poor money junkies. Over at Tesla, and we all know the cars, they look beautiful. If I had money, I'd love to have one. But apparently the Tesla workers are getting very unhappy because they're having to work very long hours. They're not being paid all that well. And they're now starting to talk about trying to unionize the shop. Now, unions are a mixed blessing. I will concede that unions are a potent force against corporate abuse of workers. But unions can also be a source of corruption. A lot of organized crime in unions. And unions can also be a hindrance to people trying to get jobs to protect their current membership. And during my entire career through Hollywood, the unions were the bane of my existence. Just one headache after another, after another, after another, after another. And I'll share one story with you. We got time. The first motion picture I worked on where I was doing visual effects was Star Trek the Motion Picture. And I got hired through a program called the Off-Roster Project, which was where if the union membership for camera operators, which is what I was, considered, if the membership was working, they could hire people that were on this off-roster project, which is where I was. So they hired me, and I started working on Star Trek. Now, the reason they hired me was because this was the beginning of the heyday of motion-controlled cameras, where we had cameras that were on these tracks and cranes, and they were being driven by stepper motors, and it was all being driven by computers like the Apple II. And there was no commercial software. We all had to write our own software to make all this stuff happen. And so I went through, we did the movie, and we all had fun. And then all of a sudden at the end of it, the union comes back and says that they're not going to give me my union card. Because it turned out that shortly after I was hired, a union camera operator became available and couldn't find a job. And we tried to explain to them that what I was doing was a little more complicated than just running the camera, involving, you know, soldering interface cards, programming machine language on the Apple II. And the attitude of the union was, no, you hire the union camera operator and you teach them what they need to do. Well, I could teach anybody listening to this show how to clean, adjust, operate a Panaflex in an afternoon. It's not that difficult. The set of skills required for motion control cameras, that's something that's not going to be taught in any less than months of time. And it was a big stink, and it did leave a sour taste in my mouth. All righty, getting on back to the present day. Apparently, the negotiations for Brexit are not going very well. And a big sticking point is Germany. Angela Merkel is demanding £85 billion as a get out of the EU fee. Now, if you go back and you look at the European Union agreement, specifically the portion that says, yes, you have a right to leave, there's nothing in there about having to pay a fee. This is just being thrown on top of it. And this could be a point on which the talks collapse. And of course, for the Remain people, for Brussels, collapsing the talks is what they want to see happen, to delay the Brexit. Theresa May is coming on back saying, well, no deal is better than a bad deal. And they're starting to talk again about a hard Brexit, meaning they're just going to leave. And I think that would be the best thing that they could do. They're trying to be nice. They're trying to be polite. But the demands from Brussels and from Germany just keep going up and up and up and up. Now, anybody who thought that the newly elected, possibly by theft, President Macron of France was going to just be another European Union puppet, they just got a pail of water in the face here, because apparently Macron is reaching out to Vladimir Putin, and he's expressed a desire to revive French-Russian relations. And there's a very good economic reason for him to be doing that, because prior to all these ridiculous anti-Russia sanctions, France exported a huge amount of produce to Russia, wines, grapes, cheeses, all kinds of stuff. And when the sanctions went into effect, a lot of French farmers were seriously, seriously harmed. And Macron may be thinking that one of the ways he can win popular support is to try and bring that business back, peace through commerce. I think the world is getting sick of all these sanctions. I think most people just want to have a decent job, be able to make something, grow something, sell it, take care of their families. And all of this screaming about New World Order this and political correctness that, I think people are on burnout. I think they are on absolute burnout. I know I am. I'm absolutely burned out on all of this stuff. Good news is illegal alien arrests are up 38% nationwide under Donald Trump. So he's actually keeping his promise to get the immigration under control, and that's a good thing. They're still arguing over money for the wall. I don't really think they need a wall. I really don't. I know a joke about it's cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande, but if you simply enforce the existing laws about hiring illegal immigrants, supporting illegal immigrants, aiding and abetting them, you start enforcing those laws. You start arresting people who hire illegal immigrants. You stop handing out free goodies to the illegal immigrants. The problem's going to go away because you're simply removing the incentive for these people to walk across our border illegally. Now, even Germany is starting to pull back from this open borders idea. Yesterday they were talking about how they're going to reinstitute border controls for the G20. I have a feeling it may last beyond the G20 because apparently the German parliament just last night passed a package of stricter rules for asylum seekers, including allowing immigration officials to analyze the refugees' cell phone data to see if they really are refugees from a war zone or they're just somebody who's trying to get on in and milk the system. Or even worse, if they're potentially terrorists. So even Germany, despite Angela Merkel's vocal support for open borders, even Germany is starting to say, we got to do something about the problem. We definitely have got to do something about this problem. Meanwhile, prominent populists had a meeting in Milan to discuss the future of the European Union and making Europe great again. And this was a group of the leading populist thinkers. And what they're addressing is that there is this Euro fatigue sweeping all across Europe. The European citizens are becoming ever more distrustful of Brussels, the EU, and the ECB. And there's a strong surge of nationalism sweeping across that part of the world. They want to recover the sovereignty of their own nations. They want to take back control over their own countries and their own lives. Spain is still dealing with Catalonia, who wants to become independent. And again, under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Catalonia has that right. Spain is trying to get Catalonia to debate independence in the Spanish Parliament, where they can run around in circles and accomplish nothing. But the Spanish government is saying it cannot permit a secession referendum because it's unconstitutional. Now, I have not read the Constitution of Spain. But again, Spain is a member of the United Nations, and they are constrained by that Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which grants to any group of people the right to basically break off from their current country and form a new country. Now, obviously, the globalists don't want that. The globalists want to merge everything together, and the harder they're pushing everybody into that same one-world government, the more and more people are saying, no, this isn't working out. Look what all the economic predation by the globalists has done to our cultures. Look at what the open borders has done to our standard of living. This isn't working out. And the harder they push, the more people are starting to push back and say, no, I want to go back to being German in Germany. I want to go back to being French in France. I want to go back to being American in America. And it's a building movement. Now, out in California, there's been a lawsuit filed in San Diego federal court. It was filed Wednesday, and it was filed by the state affiliate of the National Rifle Association, and it's challenging this California law passed last year that makes it illegal to own gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And this complaint, filed by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is the second in what attorneys describe as a series of long and carefully planned lawsuits challenging the package of gun bans passed last year, collectively known as Gunmageddon. And again, the Second Amendment is absolute. We're allowed to keep and bear weapons. And certainly common sense ought to say we're allowed to keep and bear weapons equal to those held by the criminals. That's just common sense. And all gun bans do is disarm the law-abiding and make them open targets for plundering by those criminals. Whose side are the gun grabbers really on? The American people or the criminal gangs? We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Jerry in Chicago, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Aloha, Mike. You were talking about unions earlier, and I've been in 4 different unions in my 56 years on this planet. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I like the wages and everything else like that, but the unions seem to back up every lazy, no good, show up late, long breaks, or early leave guys. They don't ever seem to stand up for the guy who actually works for a living.
Yeah, it's all politics. It's all politics. And like I said, there's a lot of organized crime involved as well. And something that is unfair to the employers is that very often the unions make it very, very difficult to let non-performing or underperforming employees go. And that's another downside. So we do have to have some kind of a mechanism to protect workers from corporate abuse, but the unions themselves can be just as abusive. And so it's not a perfect solution, and there does seem to be need for another approach.
Well, every contractor I know has what they call a blacklist, and that would be a name of somebody that has worked for their shop, referred to by the hall, that they don't want there. Okay, and you would be surprised on how many guys are on this blacklist throughout, 400, 500 union shops in Chicago.
Well, I can imagine if you're protected by a union and you just go on out there and you're doing your job, you don't have an incentive to work to excel. You're not afraid of slowing down. And I saw a lot of this on film sets as well, the guys with the union cards for the lights and everything, they're just sort of plodding along. As soon as the clock said it was time to go, they were out of there. And very often it felt like for some of them, not all of them, most of the people on film sets really do want to be there and have a good production. But for some of the union people, it was almost like it was more important to be in compliance with the union rules than to actually get the job done. And that was very heartbreaking.
I'm glad you said it and put it that way, because I've been saying that for the longest time. You know, we got guys that will not start at 6 o'clock in the morning because union rules say it's 7 to 3:30. They're supposed to get an hour overtime. Hey, wait a minute. You're beating the traffic to get here to start at 6. You're beating the traffic on the way home at rush hour when you're leaving here at 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, why you got to drag everything down and have us start at 7 o'clock in the afternoon so we could spend 3 hours in traffic going home? What are you, some kind of an idiot? So,
I remember one story out of New York where there were these construction unions working on a building, and one union contract had the lunch hour from noon to 1, and the other one had it from 12:30 to 1:30, and the contracts also said that the unions couldn't work unless the other one was there. And so it wound up with these workers each having an hour and a half in the middle of the day, 1 hour official lunchtime, and then a half hour of just sitting and waiting for the other people to show on up. Another ridiculous one is the lighting cables. There's a separate union card for which thickness lighting cable that you're running. And if you're the half-inch guy, you dare not touch the three-quarter-inch line guy. Anyway, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.